Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a very good evening, everyone, and thanks so much for taking the time to be with us this evening. You are listening to At Home with Victoria on the Blog Talk Radio Network. So great of you to be here. And we've got a very interesting show tonight. The one and only Erin Brown is going to be joining us on At Home with Victoria. Erin just does so many fun things out there in Hollywood on the red carpet. So she is going to join us to talk about what it's like out there in Hollywood and also just all the fun things that she gets to do on the red carpet. So we are looking forward to that. But right now, I am going to go to my sidekick, my very good friend, and also he is the entertainment co-host on At Home with Victoria, and that would be the one and only Michael Kay. So we'll see if Michael is with us. Hey, Michael, are you there?
Hey, darling. How are you? I love the introductions you give me.
They're nice, aren't they?
Very nice. Well done.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you very much. So I know you worked very hard to get Erin on here, and before we actually bring her on the line, tell me why, Zivette, you just love her and you just think that she's so fabulous.
Well, Beck, I first saw Erin doing her show hot on the red carpet for the series finale of our favorite award-winning web series, Pretty, and I laughed really, really hard. And then I started watching her other shows on YouTube, and I fell in love with her. She's beautiful, she's funny, and so very sharp. I'm so very happy to have her on here. And I want to thank her mother, Mary Brown, who's listening today all the way from Wyckoff, New Jersey. So I'm looking so forward to asking her some questions.
Well, I think that is absolutely wonderful. And basically, whenever mom is listening, then you know that means that we have to be on our best behavior.
You know it. We love the moms.
All right, well, let's go ahead and bring the one and only Erin Brown again. She's talented, but more importantly, I just think she's absolutely gorgeous. So we'll see if we can get Erin in on the conversation. Hi, Erin. Are you with us?
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hi, Erin.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, Michael and I can hear you okay. Listen, we're going to get this conversation started, and Michael always says tradition that he gets to throw out the first question since he's entertainment co-host. Michael?
Yes, Erin, thank you so much for calling in tonight. I'm looking so forward to this little half hour, but my first question basically is I want you to take us back to the days when you were in your bedroom doing your favorite Jimmy Carter impression to your imaginary friend, Billy Butler. How did you get started in this crazy business of show?
Wow. Well, you did some research. I love that. well, I grew up in a big Irish Catholic family. I'm the youngest of five kids, and it was a little bit of a noisy household, and everyone's pretty funny. So in my room, I shared a room with one of my sisters for about 11 years, and we were just always putting on shows and having fun in the house, and I was always a mimic, and I was a sweet kid, but I definitely had a wise guy inside me.
Yeah, how did you actually get your, who was your first break actually into the big business?
My first break, I'm still waiting for that huge one. but this is it. This is my big break today, you guys, so thanks for that. I guess I started, when I went to college, I started doing improv comedy, and that's kind of when they say, you know, the bug bites you, and I found a place on the stage for everything that I had already been doing in my life, like talking to myself in the mirror in the bathroom for hours. So that's sort of what started me on this journey of training, and then I landed a voiceover gig, and that sort of propelled me into saying, hey, this could possibly be a career.
Oh, that's fantastic. Vic, our girl is just talented as all get out.
Yes, she is. And Erin, again, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us this evening. And a big shout-out to your mom who's listening to
What's
the show
up,
and
mom?
Also and also your fans that's joining us tonight as well. But listen, so I have this question for you because a lot of times when Michael and I do shows, of course, I get to research as he does, and I was kind of you know, watching you a lot of your YouTube clips. Now, when you're out there on the red carpet and you're doing, you know, your sort of shtick in these interviews, how does the timing work? I mean, how does that whole process work for you? Do you kind of have it in your head of what you're going to do when you get out there, or are you kind of thinking of all of that stuff right there on the spot?
It's kind of a combination of things. I think the more prepared you are, always the better, but it's hard to be prepared when it's a completely improvised thing, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. I started out doing this series as a fluke. I wanted to poke fun at Hollywood and the red carpet, and I was obsessed with all the shows about the red carpet, and then the show is about the shows. About the shows, about the red carpet, you know. So I just decided to take my own red carpet. I get very offended when people call it a bath mat, to Hollywood Boulevard and talk to the public. And I realized that it was fun. So to answer your question, I guess I go to the different events and I try to come up with some sort of angle that I'm going to have.
Mm-hmm.
But usually the story unfolds in the editing room. Because we have to see what all the footage we have and then say, oh, okay, let's spin it like this.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Michael, do you want to follow up with something?
Yeah, I loved the Primetime Emmy giveaway party that you did. Laugh all you will. You got to meet some really good stars there. Gregory Idson from 24 and the True Blood girls and the incomparable Shirley Jones and Marty Ingalls, who apparently was hitting on you. Is that true?
He was.
Ooh.
Hysterical. Oh, my God. That guy is a piece of work. It's funny. I almost want to post some of the footage that doesn't make it to the screen because there's so much. He was hilarious, and they're both really nice people. It was the first time I got really nervous interviewing someone just because it's Mrs. Partridge.
Yeah, that's a
different
level.
And what was that like for you? I mean, getting nervous doing that. I mean, is it sort of like, because for example, like me, when in television news anchor, when sort of big stars, you know, for example, if there's a play in town and a lot of the stars will come by the TV station, and we get to interview them because they're promoting their play, or maybe our television station is doing something in conjunction where we're sponsoring them, and you know, I always get, you know, this sort of knot inside my stomach, thinking, oh my goodness, I hope this person's down to earth. And did you ever go through any of that when you get to meet these sort of mega stars?
Well, with her in particular, it just happened so quickly, and I didn't feel like I was prepared, and I definitely got that nauseating feeling in my stomach, like, ugh, I don't want to mess up, because she's kind of legendary. So that was, different for me. But normally, I just look at them like they're people. I mean, that's what they are, right? And they happen to have a lot of huge awards, some of them, like Tom Hanks. But, you know, they're just human beings that can enjoy a good laugh, and I think if they're a good sport, which most of them are, they don't mind making a little fun out of what they do on a regular basis. So it's fun for them as well.
Yeah, that's true. Now, Michael is again, our official sort of entertainment reporter, Aaron, on the show, and he, of course, has all the facts and every single information. He sort of goes through this process when somebody comes on the show, he really gets focused in on their career. So I'm sure he's got some other questions for you about work that you've done. Michael?
I certainly do. With regard to your film past, which is very good, Bunyan and Babe, Night School, Red Carpet Stroll with Tom Hanks. Was that the one at the Greek Fest?
Yeah.
That was hilarious, too.
Yeah.
Reunion, The Power Behind Carrie Edwards, Out of Place. What was one of your favorite experiences during all those?
I think The Power of Carrie Edwards is a short I did. That was one of my favorites to do. It was I shot it in the style of The Daily Show.
Right.
And it was a news piece. It was during the election when John Kerry and John Edwards were running, and I was working at the time for a finance firm in New York City, and the girl that ran accounting, her name was Carrie Edwards. And she was British, so I went in to her and I said, hey, can I interview you for this video? I'm going to be playing a reporter. And basically I just berated her, saying that the real power behind Carrie Edwards is this British girl who runs accounting for this firm in New York City. It was ridiculous, and it came out so well. And, you know, when my boss would leave, I would bring a camera crew into the office. Like, we'd, you know, go in there on the weekends. No one knew what we were doing. I was not the best employee at that time, I guess. But nobody caught me, so it's all good.
That's good.
That was really fun.
Television, Last Comic Standing, 2007, I looked it up. How was that experience for you?
It was exciting, you know. It's lasted for so long, that show, and I went to one of the open calls, and it was actually in Boston, and there were so many people there. I mean, just people in sleeping bags, you know, waiting to get in, and Then I finally got in and I, you know, made it for the first round, and it was fun. You know, it was a little nerve-wracking, those competition mm-hmm. shows. But I had a good time. You know, it's all an experience.
Fantastic, and widely on the theater, too. The Dumb Show, Uniformly Insane. Did you also help write that? I read someplace. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. Michael, you're so good.
I told you. I'm just saying, Aaron, I told you this guy takes his job very seriously. Told you.
Absolutely. Okay. I love that. Yes, I've done a bunch of different, I guess you could call them multimedia sketch comedy shows. And it's amazing I've accomplished so much at the ripe age of 18. And I did a show called That Dumb Show with another comedy partner of mine. We were called Those Girls. And, yeah, it was a bunch of sketches and videos. And, yeah, that's what it was. And it was fun. You know, but, yeah, we wrote all of it and we filmed all of it and produced all of it. So it was a lot of work, but it was also a lot of fun, and I still work with her
Fantastic.
As well.
Vic, you got anything to add?
Yeah, actually, I would like to just take a quick second because we've got lots of guests, Michael and Aaron, that are joining us inside the chat room. So I like to be a nice host and just thank all of our guests that are joining us. Excuse me, as well as, you see, Aaron, you're bringing me to tears over here, as well as Aaron's mom who's listening from New Jersey. So for all of you that are out there, and we generally have about 13,000 people that kind of follow us and listen to the show, just thank you so much for taking the time to listen to us. And Aaron Brown is who we are talking to. Aaron's got these wonderful skits, guys, that she does out there in Hollywood on the red carpet. Aaron, you probably can't see this, but Michael and I do have your information where people can see the video on your YouTube channel. So I just want to encourage everybody to make sure that you go onto her YouTube channel and check it out. So I think, Michael, I'm going to ask a question from the emails that I'm getting. We'll let Aaron answer, then I'll let you pick it up. So this is a question from actually a young lady in North Carolina, and she says that her daughter is interested in doing comedy, and she wants to know, Aaron, what type of advice would you give her? She says she's been listening to the show, and she noticed that Michael asked you about writing and also producing, and it seems like in today's business you have to know how to do a little bit of all of that. So I guess just your thoughts on that and advice you would give to her.
Well, my first words of advice would be the advice that my father, God rest his soul, always gave me, which was don't quit your day job. And and if there's any other kind of business you want to do that. I've heard that as well. But honestly, if you have it inside you, you're never going to get rid of that urge to perform or write or whatever the creativity is that you want to do. So I would recommend write. If you want to write a couple times a week or write every day. You know, set time aside and make yourself do it. Take a class, you know. Improv comedy, I would recommend that to anybody, whether or not you want to be in this business or not. You know, it just gives you, if nothing else, it gives you all the confidence in the world, you know, to walk into a situation or a room. You know, not necessarily be funny, but just be able to, like, hold your own. And I think it's an invaluable tool. And watch television. I know you're not supposed to say that. Watch classic television, you know. Watch the old comedians and study it. Study it and know your craft.
Absolutely.
Good,
and your training,
information, Michael.
Your training is actually fantastic, too, with the Groundlings, the Upright Citizens Brigade, Gotham City Improv. Those are really cutting-edge baptism by fire areas to learn. Don't you agree?
Michael, I'm very cutting-edge. I mean, we just got that.
I know you are.
We know this, Aaron.
I'm just kidding. But to also add to that answer, I didn't fully answer. Yes, you do have to be sort of a jack-of-all-trades. Like, the internet is so amazing because you can put your work out and up there and anyone can do it, but it's also a hindrance because they expect you to be able to, you know, if you have an audition and, you know, sometimes you don't even go into the office anymore. They're like, well, shoot an episode and then we'll consider you for a job. So,
wow. It works both. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. But the training is good and it's fun and you have to have that. It always, you carry it with you forever, you know?
Fantastic. How was working with the cast of Pretty? We had them on September 14th and 21st, and I mean, I personally, as Steve calls me a stalker, I'm just a very avid fan, let's just put it that way. I don't want to sound like any...
I thought you knew them, and then that's how you found me, but you just found them. So I'd have to go on Steve's side and say that you are, you know, a little bit of a stalker.
I'm touched.
But a nice stalker that you can stalk me all you want. We had a blast. Yeah, I had so much fun with Pretty, and their show is great, and they're also talented, and Steve's awesome.
Yeah.
And, he invited me to come down there to Hamburger Mary's, you know, another fine venue that I also do stand up at because I'm rising, and we did. We had a really good time. We laughed a lot, and they were all good sports.
Fantastic. Vic, you got anything?
Yeah, actually, when Erin just talked about her stand-up, this is another question that I have. And, Michael, I think we were going to ask this about how can people sort of follow you? Do you have your own website, or are you on social networking? And that's a question, and also just something I think that we would be interested in knowing ourselves. We're not going to stalk you, I promise you, Erin.
Oh, it's okay, Victoria. I trust you. my website is Erin Brown, ErinBrown, like the color, .tv, like television. But also mm-hmm. you can find me on Facebook under Erin Brown TV. That's probably the most up-to-date information on that. And those are. I'm also, I just signed up for Twitter. Gosh, it's so overwhelming, all the different things you have to do to promote yourself.
I know.
Right? You can find me on Twitter. It's called Hot Red Carpet.
Fantastic.
Okay, great. And in fact, Michael and I will will take this information and put it on Facebook and on our Blog Talk Radio page so that folks that are interested can continue to follow you. Michael,
great.
You got something else you want to toss out there at her?
Yeah, let's make wish lists and stuff. Who would you really love to go ahead and work with, Erin? I'm always glad.
Oh, man. Well, I can check you guys off the list.
She's so sweet.
I would love to work with Steve Martin.
Yeah.
He's a
good one.
He's a hero of mine. I'm currently trying to get the amazing Joan Rivers to work with me. We'll see how that goes.
Very cool.
Wow.
Right?
So
those would be
And you know what? Actually, speaking of Joan Rivers, I just saw her. Erin and Michael, you know how when you have the awards and stuff, and she does that show, it's either on the E or Style, where she kind of critiques and all that stuff. Erin, now that you mentioned that, honestly, I really could completely see you as one of the guests on that show. I think we need to start some kind of campaign to make that happen with Joan Rivers, because I could see you on that show doing sort of. Comedy and sort of the post-Emmy stuff and talk about the ceremony. You would be perfect for that job.
I love it. I'm with you on that. Let's start the campaign as soon as we get off this call.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Erin, what do you have coming up for festivals and stuff? I saw you were at Outfest during, what was that, Bear what was the movie?
Bear City,
yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. I was there, and I actually just this Sunday I'll be at the Anaheim Film Festival. They're having an all-day new media fair, so the entire day is dedicated to new media, which means, you know, online series and a lot of just independently produced stuff. So I'm going to actually have a booth there if anyone is in Anaheim.
Oh.
Stop by and say hi, and then there's going to be screenings all day and some interesting panels. And then I just got picked up for the LA Comedy Festival, which is happening in November.
Yay! Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. So it's good. Good momentum.
Now when does that, do you have dates yet on when that LA Comedy Fest will kick off?
LA, it's in November. I think it starts the 4th, November 4th, and it goes till like the 21st. It's a long fest. They do a lot.
Wow.
And it's at the Acme Comedy Theater on La Brea in Hollywood, which is a great space. Beautiful.
Erin, you have to make sure you get that you get Michael that information, because during the month of November when we're on the air talking about other stuff, we would love to promote that and tell everybody that you're doing that.
Oh, great. Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Vicki, have anything else for our lovely guest?
No, I am actually good, and can you believe we only have about 5 more minutes for the show? 30 minutes goes by very, very fast, doesn't it, Aaron? But Aaron, before you have to say something special to your mom, since she's listening, and the guest that came to listen to your show tonight.
Wow. Okay, Mom, this is going over the World Wide Web for. I'm going to get you a ticket to come to California and hang out with me, front row. No, my mom is amazing. I love her so much, and she's the most supportive person you could ever imagine. And she's quite funny, quite witty.
Absolutely. You know what? Before we go, tell me about Billy Butler. I'm so curious. I would like to know a little bit more about Billy Butler.
Uh-oh. Billy Butler. Wow. Billy Butler was my imaginary friend until I guess I was about 4. He was, essentially, he was a nerd. He wore brown, thick corduroys and an orange and white gingham short-sleeve top, button-down, thick brown glasses, and he had, like, a bowl cut, but the bangs were always too long, and he had really pale white skin, like he wanted to, put him in the sun, and he had big shoes, and I used to talk to him in the bathroom a lot. I would, like, turn over the garbage can, and he was sitting there, and we'd have our little chats. And it was a little phase I went through. And some days I do wonder whatever happened to him. Yeah.
Do you still do your Jimmy Carter impression?
I haven't done that one in a while. Honestly, I don't remember doing it as much as hearing that I did it. My aunt told me when I was 3 years old. They were watching the elections, and I started imitating him on screen. So, yeah.
Hilarious.
Crazy. Yeah.
Honey, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're crazy busy out there in Hollywood, but just big love, and please know that keep At Home with Victoria in your head for all things Aaron Brown, and do come back. We'd love to have you back.
I would love to. Thank you guys so much, and definitely anyone out there, go to the YouTube. I didn't mention that before. YouTube.com/AaronGoBrown, which is instead of Aaron Go Bra, Aaron Go Brown, because the hits gotta be beefed up for me to get a TV show. So just a shout out.
Best wishes.
And you know what, Aaron? We actually already have that information on my website as well. Michael and I have been posting it inside the chat room, but we'll make sure we definitely get that information out there for you. I just want to say you are every single thing that I thought you were going to be, and before I close with you, Aaron, and say goodnight, I got a couple of emails from guys saying that you're hot, and they wanted to know if you were married.
Still single.
Ooh,
but,
Michael, you hear that?
Unbelievable. Such a catch.
There is a Latin man in my life, so you'll have to get through him first.
All
bodyguard.
Right. I got you. Aaron Brown, thank you so much for visiting us, and you come back anytime you want to, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you guys so much. You're excellent. You're awesome for doing this.
Thanks, Aaron. Big kisses.
Thank you. Michael, I just simply love Aaron Brown. She was every single thing that I thought that she was going to be. But I think Aaron was very impressed with your research that you have done on her. What do you think?
Well, you know, thankfully to IMDb, you can find out anything about any actor. So, I do cheat a little bit, but she's interesting. And, frankly, just a hoot. I love watching her on doing the red carpet because she is so sharp on her feet. She is so quick with her wit that it's just it's searing. So I really think you're going to see a lot of her coming up in the future. I really hope she gets a pilot going on because she is worth looking at for sure.
And, before we went on the air, I was looking at some of her work on YouTube. And it's one of those things, Michael, I've watched it before because, of course, you were always sending me the links. And I crack up every single time I see it as if I've never seen it before.
I know.
When, she kind of has the tight shot of her. And she says, I'm Aaron Brown on the red carpet. And then they pull out, and then you see her standing on this really tiny, tiny piece of red carpet. It is crazy because every single time I see that, I always start laughing, but I'm telling you, I've seen the freaking thing like 10 or 15 times, but it just makes me laugh every time.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead and really check out her one with the Primetime Emmy giveaway party. It's hilarious. And actually, the stars she's getting are stars. They're not nobodies. So mm-hmm. I highly recommend that out on her Erin Gold Brown on YouTube. So
I will definitely do that. Now, we're going to get a little bit of in-house work done before we get off the air that we need to chat about. You've been kind of helping me with the whole business thing. So talk about this whole special thing that we're trying to do for businesses during Christmas and how they can reach us.
Right. During the month of September, at Home in Victoria is sending out the plea to everyone out there to recommend your best friend, your cousin, whoever has a very successful home-based business. Our goal is to go ahead and not steer you away from the malls, but get Christmas back to the part where it's all heartfelt and with homemade gifts and support your local vendors. It's a tough economy out there, and a lot of people who have lost their jobs are embarking on second and third careers. And we had on Judy McGrain from www.dutes.com, mm-hmm. and very, very high-quality giftware for your holiday season. So if you have any information regarding anybody you know with a home-based business that you want to promote on the show, go ahead and inbox Victoria Gaither, drop a line on my fan page, Michael Coach, co-host of At Home with Victoria, or you can send it to me directly on Facebook at Michael Coach, and send us all the information. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, and one reason why I originally wanted us to do this because, you know, for some reason, I've always been having different small businesses on, and the ones that have come on, they have done quite well in terms of Christina, who has a jewelry company. Her website crashed as a result of us driving traffic there, and Tam at Hush Boutique, and our good friend Tony Foster, Cheryl with Moms Are the Best. So, you know, I just wanted to kind of do my part and to get small businesses on the show. And it could be, you know, pretty much any type of service that you provide, but that's something that's kind of dear to Michael and I that we want to kind of make sure we do our part with this holiday season. And speaking of Cheryl with Moms Are Best, Michael and I are going to be at her Common Threads function, which is coming up October the 23rd. She still does have a few tickets for that, so we hope to see you out there. So that way Michael and I get to see you in person, take some pictures, Michael, and shake some hands. And plus, we are going to be doing some interviews. Maybe we've got to call Erin and see if she can give us some tips while we're out there, Michael. We're going to be doing
some
interviews. Yes, on our own sort of little red carpet at that event. So we certainly look forward to seeing everyone out there. And yours truly, Victoria, is going to get an award for journalism and community work that I have been doing and continue to do through Cheryl's organization, Moms Are the Best.
Very well deserved. Hats off to my boss, Lady Victoria. I'm so proud of you for getting that award. That's fantastic.
Thank you. I'm proud of myself, too. You know, what's interesting about getting awards is, like, I've been in television news basically my entire life. Like when Erin was talking about when she was a kid and she kind of started doing stuff as a kid, I remember, mm-hmm. like, being a kid and having a microphone and playing reporter in the mirror. So this was something that I knew that, you know, I wanted to do. But I think oftentimes, at least in my industry, television, like what Erin does with those Hollywood things, like, you know, you've got the really, really big shows. And television, you don't have that many big award ceremonies. So trust me, any award that I get is an award that makes me very, very happy. So I'm just glad that you're going to be able to be there and lots of our friends to witness it. And it's going to be a great night. Speaking of that, Michael, we got 20 seconds left, so I'm going to kiss you goodbye.
All right, Belle. Good night and have a nice time. I want to thank everybody in the chat room and thank to all the listeners. And once again, thanks to Erin Brown and Mary Brown from Wyckoff, New Jersey in Bergen County. So, honey, have a great day. I'm glad you got home safely. And I guess we're going to see each other on the 21st for the Colby Cole Show. Is that right?
Yes. Yep, that is right. Sounds good to me.
Beautiful, love. Have a great night.
And again, that was Michael Kay. And again, I also want to thank all of you, especially all the guests who came to listen to the show. There are a lot of people who came to listen to our guest, Erin Brown. So don't forget, Erin Brown information is inside my chat room. She is on Facebook. She's going to be doing something with the LA Comedy Fest. She'll give us the information. We'll keep you updated on that. You can find her on YouTube. I guarantee you, if you Google Erin Brown, you will find her, and you'll be able to keep up with all the wonderful things that she does. Like Michael says, she's absolutely funny. But what I like about her that we got to see tonight is that she's very, very, very down to earth. And also another special thank you to her mom for listening to the show. God bless everybody. And Michael and I will be back on the air next week. Until then, thank you so much for joining us on At Home with Victoria.